Hi, my name is Jesus. I'm calling from a opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kenneth?
You got him. Yeah, you got him.
Okay. Good evening. How are you today?
Great.
Okay. Now, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Regarding what?
It's just generally speaking, in regards to the environment.
I think things are fine.
Okay. Would you say right or wrong direction?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now,
okay.
this area lies south of Salt River, north of South.
Yeah, I live right next on the border. I'm on the border almost.
Okay. All right. So going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Since you know that, I think you know the definition. So I'll move on. Now, what is your sex? I'm sorry.
Male.
Okay, thank you. Also, in what year were you born?
1970.
Okay. All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black? Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander? Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. And 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life.
Understood.
Right? Okay, thank you. Now, more good paying jobs. Would that be 1, very little, or 5, a lot, or anything
4.
In between? 4. Okay, thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
3.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
10. Oh, no, 5.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
1.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or
I'm
student?
Retired.
Okay.
Retired.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers? Too few. Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Okay. All right. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine.
Gotcha.
All right. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would it be yes strongly or yes somewhat or no?
Just yes. Yes somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Strongly. Strongly. Yes.
Okay. Now, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains, St. Louis?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. Not the last one on this list. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals, St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay.
Strongly.
Okay. Okay, I just take a few more minutes. We're just about done. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
Sports bars.
Sports bars, okay. Okay, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That's to say, the number of houses, condominiums, apartments that are available to buy or rent. Now, is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem?
Yeah, I don't know because I have one, so it's hard for me to determine.
Okay. So I'll move on to the next one. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? Slight problem?
Again, I'm just unaware. I don't have an answer, so I just don't know.
Okay, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a brief list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine? Yes, strongly agree. Yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Definitely no.
Okay. Now, would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 years?
Over 10.
Okay. 11 to 20 years? How is that?
Yeah, 11 to 20.
Okay. Thank you. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with rent? Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options. And Levine, please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one.
All right.
Now, do you oppose or favor that is a way to address housing costs and options? Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Fewer houses means land worth more.
Okay. Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly oppose.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Sure. Okay with that.
Okay. Would that be strongly favor, somewhat favor?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lot with new housing.
Oh, no, there's not enough parking here at all, so strongly disagree.
Strongly oppose. Okay.
Yeah, oppose.
All right. Okay, now change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly opposed? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Now change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. That strongly favors? Somewhat opposed. Okay, thank you. Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes.
Okay.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount.
Okay.
Less than $25,000 to
$50,000. Uh-huh.
$50,001 to $75,000, $75,000 and $75,001 to $100,000. $100,001 to $125,000.
That one right there. The 100 to 125.
Okay. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Just your first name.
Ken, K-E-N.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now this concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for taking this time out to complete the survey. All right, so I want to wish you have a great evening, and thank you again for helping us out. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.